Well, once again, Merry Christmas. Welcome to our guests. Good to be with you. Actually, pretty good singers, I think. So we're doing good so far. What is this night about? What is this celebration of Christmas all about? I was reflecting on this, and I was thinking about, if you've ever read The Lord of the Rings, there's the third book, or third movie, if you're into movies, where the free people of the world are kind of trapped in this city called Gondor. They're up in this city and they're kind of besieged. There's all the enemy around them, all around, and they can't get out. And they're sort of sitting there going, gosh, this is looking pretty grim. Big army around us, no way to get out. What are we going to do? We're trapped. We're stuck. Even though we're free, we don't have the ability to free ourselves from the situation. So it's kind of this moment when the enemy is kind of gloating over them and kind of, you know, saying, you guys are done for and we got you where we want you. And then all of a sudden, there's these horns that sound in the distance, and this army of light comes from over the hill, and they're coming to free the city. And it's this great moment when the people in the city say, "Ah, we have hope! Look, there's someone coming to save us." And you know, victory is not assured at that moment, but it's the hope that is dawned, and they are beginning to say, "Now we can go forward. Now we can, you know, have hope. We don't have to be kind of hopeless or stuck in our gloom." We think about humanity and the plight that we were in prior to the incarnation when Christ became one of us. It's kind of exactly paralleled to the situation of the people in the city of Gondor in Lord of the Rings. The freedom of the people in the city has availed them nothing. They are overpowered by the enemy and they can't bring victory about by their own hand. All they can do is resist in a kind of a losing battle. But hope comes forth and the dawn begins to break, and the enemy begins to hesitate. He's not yet defeated, but he's losing his grip, and he no longer has the hold on them that he once had. If we think about the fall, from the fall of our very first parents, where we were afflicted by original sin, until the birth of Jesus, humanity during that whole time was living in subjugation to the consequences of sin in our lives. We are helpless to free ourselves from the effects of sin. The devil has got this hold on us. He's got that hold on humanity. And no matter how valiantly we strive against him or struggle or thrashing about or exert ourselves, we can't free ourselves. We're stuck. We're stuck in the grip of the beast. And we were caught in this trap. And every succeeding generation, every generation that lived and died goes to the grave without seeing the instrument of salvation. But now, on this day, on this great celebration of Christmas, we celebrate what has happened, that God has come among us, and he has freed us. He's given us hope. And we're no longer caught in the trap. We say, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And that refers not only to our ancestors, the people that Isaiah was talking to, but it refers to us as well. We too have seen a great light. We too have seen that light of Christ coming into the world. The birth of Jesus has dawned upon us. And now we have hope. And from this moment, when God became incarnate, when our Lord became one of us, we now have that conviction that all is not lost, and we have a new hope. Isaiah says, "Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing." So consider that joy. Consider that joy of a small company of people who are surrounded by hungry beasts, and they face certain death. And all of a sudden, somebody comes in and chases that beast away. Can you imagine the relief and the joy that they would experience? That sort of comes to mind when we think about this rod of the taskmaster being shattered or smashed. Who's the taskmaster? The taskmaster is the devil in the Christian reading of this passage. And Jesus is the one who smashes that rod. Ultimately, the birth of the Son of God among us will lead to the end of the kingdom of darkness and a reclaiming of our humanity and a reclaiming from our fallen state. And we can get all wrapped up in the beauty and sort of the innocence of the stable and the nativity scene, and we can think about the pious people coming to visit and pay their respects to the Holy Child. When all is said and done, though, the solemnity of Christmas is really about beginning the beginning of the end of domination of darkness. Far beyond the joy of any child coming into the world, the birth of Jesus is an absolutely critical moment in our deliverance from evil. And that's what we celebrate this night. That's what we celebrate this evening as we gather here. And that's why we come together and we pray and we give thanks and we offer our worship to God. The incarnation, God becoming one of us, is not something that happened 2,000 years ago and then ended 33 years later. The incarnation is an ongoing thing in our lives. It's a thing that Christ started. He started the church, the institution, to keep his presence, the incarnate presence among us. Christ is present in the sacramental life of the church. He is present in a sense and becomes incarnate when we live the life of grace. And when we share a friendship that's rooted in Christ. When we see the hungry, when we see the poor, when we see those who are in need, when we see the brokenness, and we see Christ in those people, that's that moment when Christ is becoming incarnate in our lives. These are the times then when Christ becomes incarnate. And the church is the body of Christ. And by our baptism and by the life of the sacramental life of the church, we allow Christ to be incarnate in ourselves. So my dear friends, we do indeed have something to celebrate. It is a night that gives us hope. It is a night that helps us remember that Christ is incarnate in us, and he wants to become incarnate in our lives. So we remember in this way, the sacramental way, this night, where we make present again these great mysteries that we celebrate. And they are not some distant past event, but they are rather ongoing and progressing. They're a lived reality of the church. So let us once more recall this great gift of the incarnation, this great moment of hope in humanity, where we who walked in darkness have seen a great light.